All right, continuing with our theme of talking business and sports, the Minnesota Timberwolves have had an interesting season. They now may be one of the healthiest teams in the NBA. Joining us, Sachin Gupta, the general manager who found himself thrust into that position, of course, right before the season started. Sachin, thank you so much for joining us. You got a big game tonight against Golden State, and I know it's you'd love to see Stephen Curry play. He's not playing tonight. He's out with injury, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, thanks for having me on. It's an exciting time of year, midway through the season, and big game tonight. We're halfway through the year. We had a chance to get above 500 in New Orleans and drop the last two, but ready to get back on track here.
Pete,
Sachin, I got to tell you something. To look at your resume is unbelievable. Your background with the engineering side at MIT, Maxie, I don't know if you and I were going to be getting in on that whole thing, but also Stanford Business School and all the rest of that. I know that analytics are a big part of what you have done in the past. How has that actually worked in basketball? I mean, we know Moneyball. We understand what's happened in baseball and a lot of analytics side of that. But how has that worked in the basketball arena?
Yeah, there's a lot more factors at play in basketball than in baseball. And for sure, we're trying to use as much information and data as possible to make the best decisions that we can. But there also needs to be an understanding of the holes in the data and an understanding of all the other factors that aren't captured in the data, character and work ethic and roster fit and how players are going to fit into the locker room. So, we believe in data and analytics, and we're going to invest in that. But, we're just trying to paint the fullest picture that we can to make the best decisions.
Well, for example, Sachin, you're coming down the stretch on the trade deadline, and let's say there's two or three guys out there that you consider. Do you sit down with Towns, Russell, Edwards, for lack of a better, because they're the big three, and say, what do you know about this guy, and how do you think he'd fit? Would you want to play with him? Is that a fair conversation to have, or is that putting the cart before the horse sometimes?
Those guys are really focused on, every other day we've got a big game, and they're really focused on the season right now, and just continuing to push towards really trying to get up to the 60. We sit in 9 right now, but we're actually closer to 6 than 10, and there's a real opportunity there for us to try to earn a playoff spot just outright. So those guys are focused on the day to day. It's my job and the front office's job to see what opportunities are out there for us.
Sachin, I got to tell you, I loved your answer and what you were talking about character and work ethic and a lot of the things that are some of the holes that come up when you're looking at just specifically data. And I love that. And I knew this about you already, but I know that you're part of scouting and looking at film and watching it with the team and that kind of a thing. Do you expect, however, listening to what Maxie's question was, do you expect to see some action in terms of this trade deadline, or are we pretty settled on what we've got right now as a team with the Wolves?
No, we'll definitely be active to explore what options are out there. Like I said, there's a real opportunity for us to get even higher in the standings here and enter a playoff spot outright. I am pleased with where we do sit today. Coming into the year, we wanted to be playing meaningful games all year long and earn a way into the play-in race and eventually the playoff spot. And where we are now, halfway through the year, we put ourselves in a very good position with a chance to continue to move up. So I would say I don't feel pressure that we've got to do something. I think, we've lost several games that we feel like we should have won, and I think our record should be even better than what it is. So I do feel pretty good, and I don't feel pressure, but if there's an opportunity to get better, certainly we're going to look at that closely.
Sasha Gupta is our guest, general manager of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards, you know, it's like we're getting to know him, but it's hard to get to know him because he's been here during COVID years. So we see him, we don't get a chance to interview him one-on-one as much as we would like in the media. Therefore, the fans don't, you know, we basically rely on the expressions and the energy that we see of him on the court. Explain him. Who is he? What's the profile of his personality? Because it looks like he's starting to not just play but lead as well.
Absolutely. You know, you see his talents on the floor, but as you're alluding to, just his personality, he has that alpha, that star personality, that just the confidence and that leadership that that guys really rally around. His teammates love him and believe in him, and already at such a young age, and the sky's the limit for him. And that's the exciting thing about where we sit also, is where we feel good about the progress that we've made, but there's still a long runway ahead for us with, you know, Cad and D'Lo entering their primes, and Ant and just at the beginning of his career and just scratching the surface of what he can become, and Jaden McDaniel. So there's a lot of internal improvement that we see going into the future, and that's the exciting part of all this.
Sachin, are you happy with the role that you're in, and would you like that interim to be pulled off and be in this role, or is there somewhere else within the organization that you'd feel more comfortable? Are you loving where you are right now?
I am. I'm really enjoying the role. It's been a lot of fun. A big part of that is we've just got really, really good people. We've got a great staff. Coach Finch is incredible. He's not just a great coach, but a great person and the perfect partner for me. So really enjoy working with him, and we've got a great ownership group. Glenn and Becky Taylor have been great to work with. Mark Lori and Alex Rodriguez bring a fresh energy and new ideas, and it's been a lot of fun. I've really been enjoying it, and it's been a fun year, and looking forward to the future as well.
You know, Sasha, I guess Mark and Alex can bring suggestions. They can't necessarily bring mandates right now because they're not the full owners, but they have been very involved in this transition process. Like if you're sitting around with them, Alex Rodriguez is not an NBA player, but certainly a professional athlete. Do you tap into that at all and say, you know, what does our body language look like? Or, you know, is there anything we need to know about handling the media for players or anything? I mean, he's been through so much. Are you able to tap into that at all?
Yeah, absolutely. He does bring that unique perspective. I do rely on that, and I think even more so into the future, that's something that we're going to take advantage of. Guys really look up to him, and just the perspective that he brings, and being able to relate to the players is something that's pretty unique for ownership. That's definitely something that is a huge value, and we're going to take advantage of going forward.
Are you a little bit surprised at how hands-on those guys have been, and specifically with Alex spending a lot of time in Minnesota? Maxie was talking about the weather just a little while ago up there, yeah. But have they been – I know that they've been very active. Are you surprised with how much interaction they've really had with the team?
I don't know if I'd say I'm surprised, but I think it's been great. You know, it just shows how committed they are to the team and to Minnesota. And like you said, they've been here a lot. I appreciate it. I think the players see it and appreciate it. And I hope the fans do too. It's they're definitely very committed, and it should be a bright future.
Sachin, last question. As I assess this, you with Beverly as your backup, you're really good at point guard with he and Russell if they're both healthy. Edwards gives you what you need on the wing. Obviously, Karl-Anthony Towns, Vanderbilt has been better than a lot expected, probably. If I'm looking at the Wolves going forward, am I out of line to think maybe power forward or center would be if you're looking to make a trade?
I think we're pretty open-minded across the board. But as you said, that starting lineup has been really, really good. When healthy, that starting lineup is actually the best lineup in the league. So that's been really impressive. And And, you know, if we can just add some more support and some more depth, I think that could help. But, yeah, I'm not sure that there's any real specific position. As you mentioned, Jared Vanderbilt has really grown this year and has provided some really impactful minutes for us playing alongside Cat. So, yeah, I think it's just, you know, I'm going to be open-minded and just sort of see what options present themselves and make a decision that way.
See, you are getting the hang of this. That is spoken like a true general manager.
That was good.
Everything's on the table, and we're not going to exactly tell you, but you're kind of right, but we're not going to say anything. Hey, Sasha, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks,
absolutely,
Sasha.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.